Morning. Today's daf is daf yud, sefer tanit, and we're holding on the first line. Toner Rabbanan, Eretz Yisrael nivreit techila, v'chol ha'olam kulo nivra lebesof. Shenemar ad lo asa eretz v'chutzot. So the relationship of Eretz Yisrael is that Eretz Yisrael is first in my separations, and that was the machshava HaKadosh Baruch Hu was brewing over the Eben Ashtia is the place around which the rest of the world agreed it. And it says, Ad lo asa Eretz v'chutzot. So you see that there's a remes. First there's Oretz, and then there's Chutzot. There's Chutzot Oretz, and then Rosh Afrot Tevel. Eretz Yisrael mashkeota HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo, v'chol ha'olam kulo ha'yedei shliach. That the direct relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which says, Eretzir, Eni Hashem Lekechava, Mireishis Hashana Ad Hakrishana. So apparently there's a direct involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing the Gishami, whereas the rest of the world, only a Shliach, so Malachim are in charge of that. Shinemra Hanotein Matar Alpnei Aretz, V'Sholeach Mayim Alpnei Chutzot, V'Sholeach Shlichut, is the secondary agent. Eretz Yisrael Shota, Megishamim, V'Kol Olam Kolo Mitamtzit. The real rain comes to Eretz Yisrael. The rest of the world is just the leftovers of that rain. Yeah. Yeah, once again, you see from the usage over here that the meaning of Gishamim and Mayim and so on is not literally the physical water. I mean, obviously it rains all over the world. It's in terms of concern, in terms of Hashgacha, meaning the real Gishamim, the direct Gishamim, the other Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Gishamim, all of that is Coast Eretz Yisrael. The rest comes from whatever is left over after that, so it's the concentrate that's left. You know, but the real stuff has been spread around Eretz Yisrael. It is a different Indian. There's no relationship, but furthermore, it's also not the Iker involvement in the Metzias of the rain, not simply in the sending of the rain. Shinemar Anotein Matar Alpnei Aretz. The real Matar is Alpnei Aretz. The rest of the water just gets mined. But that sense of fertility and the involvement and penetration and all those issues we were talking about before, that's Nogei Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael Shota Techila V'Chol Olam Kulo Lebesof. Shinemar Anotein Matar Alpnei Aretz. Once again, first comes Eretz Yisrael, the rest of the world comes afterwards. Mashallah Adam Shemegabel Etagvina. Somebody who's got now, he's making cheese. So as the cheese hardens, it leaves behind the whey and the mechalav. So he takes, at the end, he takes out the cheese. That's what he really wants. So miniach atapsolet, the leftover, he just leaves there. The rest of the world, that's what rest of the world is left for. Getting back to the machlokas we had yesterday about whether the water is seen as coming from the earth, from the oceans, or whether the water is seen as coming from the sky. So we asked yesterday, but the oceans are filled with minerals, to which Rabbi Eliezer explained that they become, once they turn into the clouds, they become basically pure water. Where do we see this today? The Gemara wants to know. Omar Mar, you said yesterday that the water is clean and becomes sweetened as it becomes a cloud. I mean, Nale, where do we see that remez in the pasuk? Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Omar Rav Yochanan. Ktiv, on the one hand, we find, remember that the story of the Shira of David is mentioned two times, once in Shmuel and once in Tehillim, almost word for word. However, there's some significant small changes. One of those changes is that on the one hand, it says in the way that the Shira is expressed in Tehillim, Cheshchat Mayim Aveshechakim. The same line in the Shira in Shmuel is said, Hashrat Mayim Aveshechakim. Now, we darshan before the Hashrat is that it's like a Menukevet Kikvara, and the water comes on very small bits, even though it's coming out of the cloud that has been mekabel the water, according to Rabbi Yoshua. But the way we darshan this here, but Rabbi Eliezer ishkol chof ushdi aresh. If you put together the two forms of the word chashkat and chashrat, you come out with hacharat. So v'kari be hacharat mayim, which means that there's a remez here to the water being made matok in the clouds. V'Rabbi Yoshua, b'ani kroy my darsh behu. Since alibi Rabbi Yoshua, we don't need to be mematkan ba'avim. In terms of our relationship to the Gishamim, what does he do with the pasuk of the Chashrat? The Chashrat, we know how he darshaned. I mean, that was his whole pshat, is that the egg, the anan, becomes like a node, and then it drops it out, kechashrat, like one of those watering things. But according to him, why does it say Chashrat? Savalak yada chiyasar of Dimi Amar, and Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he said that Amri b'maharova, what they say in Eretz Yisrael is this, Nuhur anani zi'irin mohi, Chashuch anani, Anani Sagayan Mohi, where you have the clouds being bright, meaning that they don't seem to be very dark, they're not blocking out the light, it means that there's a limited amount of water that they're going to give out. But if you have very dark clouds, those clouds are storm clouds, and Sagayan Mohi, they have a lot of water in them. Kiman Ozo Hadatanya Mayim El Yunim Bimaamarim Tluyim Uperotehem Megishamim. And what about this? Who is the author of the following, that the water up in the sky is held there by Ma'amar Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the peirot of this water, the water itself is never actually used. It's only the interest of the waters. Aaron, please try to keep it a little bit quieter when you're done. The interest of the water, the peirot of the water, is what's used in the world. So that's okay, there's always ribuy, there's condensation around these pools and so on. That's what we're drinking from. Shenema mipri ma'asecha tizbaharetz. Because apparently it's only the peirot of your maisim. So that's the lashon over here. Before we had peleg Elohim malei mayim, mashma always, always malei mayim, even when it's raining. It doesn't mean that when you open up the spigot that the water comes out of those peleg mayim. So it's not that there's a recreation of rain. The kaviyasis of the water in the world is no addition to that water. And then it just sort of condensates on the outside, and those are its peirots. Now that clearly is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua is the one who says that we're interested in defining how water falls from the sky, not how it gets there from the ocean. Whereas according to Rabbi Eliezer, what would be the meaning of that pasuk? I mean, we didn't darshan peleg Elohim in the sense of there being holding pools, so we can't say that over here means that they have peirot anyway. Rabbi Eliezer says that's bichlalo b'maasei adav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu dichtiv. That's not referring to rain. That's basically saying the law of conservation of energy and matter, that's all. So in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Maisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu are kavua. It's the peiros of those Maisei that keep coming around, but it's not that there's any shidui in those Maisei. Is that a reference particularly to rain anyway?
Recycling.
Yeah, but the universe as a whole is a recycling plant. Omer of Yeshua Ben Levi, we spoke about the relationship of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz as one of the real thing to the Tamtzit. But the truth is that the world that we call the world is also just getting the Tamtzit, because Kol Olam Kolo Mi Tamtzit Gan Eden Hu Shoteh. If you take a look at the description of my separations, it says V'Nahar Yotzei Bi Eden. So first, where does the Iker water come out of? It comes out of Eden, and that water is Lashkot Et HaGan. So first you have Eden, and then in Eden there's a Gan. And out of Eden comes the main water into the Gan, and from there it says, Umisham Yiporet Vayala Arba'a Roshim, which means that the water that we find in what we call the world is basically the leftovers, Misham Yiporet, and that's what's left. So Tana Mitamtzit Beit Kur Shotet Tarkav. What this means is that if you would have a container that would have sufficient water to be mashka, a beit kur, let's say in the Gan, in Gan Eden, so then that's shloshim sa. Out of that, you would be left with enough water for the shir of a tarkav. A tarkav is treyu kav, which is basically a chatzi sa, a chatzi kur. In other words, three sayim. So it means the relationship of 1 to 60, which is exactly what we're looking for, as we'll see later on. That's always the way in which we define bittul, the way in which something is still left a little bit from. We say, Echad b'shishim, nimisar, Shabbos Echad b'shishim, ha'olam haba. So it's over here. Basically what we're saying is that the mind that is yotzei li'olam is Echad b'shishim from the water of Gan Eden. Tanu Rabbanan, Eretz Mitzrayim, havi arba meot parsal, arba meot parsal. What we call the land of Mitzrayim is 400 parsaot by 400 parsaot, which itself is only echad mishishim bakush. That's only 1/60th of the continent. That's how they call Africa. It's the whole Africa is kush. And kush is 1/60th of the world. And the world as a whole is 1/60th of the Gan, which we call Gan Eden. The Gan itself has a relationship of 1/60 to Eden. And Eden is 1/60th to Gehenna, which all proves that we should know where we really are. No. Again, it's sort of the relationship all along we're talking about over here. It's whatever, but certainly means the world doesn't include Gan Eden. Gan Eden includes the world. Nimtza kol olam kulo ki kisui kideira legendo, which means that the whole world is basically the cover of the pot, you know. You just don't want to fall into the pot itself, but basically you're on the edges. Others say you can't measure Geinom in terms of some type of relationship to what we call measurements, so this is all silly. Others say it's the other way around. Omer Boshaya, my dichtiv, shochenet almayim rabim. Rabat Otzarot, here we're describing the destruction of Bavel. So it says, the Shochant Amayim Rabim, you who had dwelt on all of this water, was filled with the Otzarot, you have tons of money, finally, Bakitzech, it's all over. So the Shochant, in the present, Shochenet, the fact that you're, Loshen LePosik is Shochant, but the fact that, Bigarab LeBavel Shi Otzarotel Beleot Bar, these Otzarot, we darshaned earlier, are Otzarot, meaning that they produce the storage houses for grain. Why is Bavel Rabat Otzarot? Because she was Shochenet, Avi Omer, Gudesh Shochenet Amayim Rabim. It's because of the fact that the water table in Bavel is so high, because of Nahar Prat and so on, and it's always got water there, isn't dependent now in the rain, never gets desiccated, and so therefore it becomes enriched. Omarab Atira Bavel. Bavel is indeed very rich. The Chatzta Belomitra. She's able to harvest her grain without rain, which is amazing. Omrabayan Naktinan Tuvani Velo Yufshani. We have a Kabbalah that it may actually over drown the Zroyim that you put into it, but it'll never dry them out because it never gets that dry there. Tosafos understands this to be a general klal. Naktinan, we have a klal in real estate. If you're looking to buy a farm, it's better to buy Tuvani and not Yufshani. But let's look for an area where the thing you have to worry about is that you've got a little bit too much moisture in the ground, but don't buy where you're going to possibly get dried out. Basically the same idea. Sabajash dear. Bishlosha ben Marcheshvan shalim et agishamim. On the third day of Marcheshvan, we begin asking. We spoke about this earlier. Machlokas, when is the time for the Revi'a Rishayna? And Rabbi Gamliel Omer Bishiv Abo. It's actually on the seventh because we want to have Chamisha Asar Yom Achar Hachag Kedei Sheyagia Acharon Shebi Yisrael Nahar Parat. And we want the last of the Bnei Golat to have 2 weeks basically to get home after Sukkot. Now, Lamaisa, we saw earlier that the Gemara suggested there was a difference Bisman Shebet HaMikdash Kanyam. In fact, we don't paskin like this. And here in our sugya, which is the main Mishnah, where we talk about this, we don't make any mention of it. And because of that, we don't paskin indeed that there is a difference. Why that's true is a question. As some learn that it's true because even after the Churban, there was still a minhag to come to Yerushalayim to gather together. For Tzorchei Tzibur, Chachomim would gather together. So they were koveya this. Others say because Lamaisa, we saw that it's not only because Kadeshi Agia Achron, but it had to do with when the Zman of the Revi'a was. That we even said before. As a matter of fact, we asked this a question before. I mean, why are we saying Rishon Gamliel is saying B'Shiva Bo because he holds that's the Zman Revi'a? He says it's saying it because we won't have enough time for the people to get back home. So you see that there's multiple levels. And so in the Chinami, we were koveya it for that time, whether Lamaisa people are being involved in coming to the Beis HaMikdash or not. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Alocha Karabi Gamliel, again, without any indication that there should be a nafkamina, bisman hazer, and the other time. Tanya Chananya Omer, Uvagola Ad Shishim Betkufa. If you're talking about in Bavel or in other places which are not dependent in Gishamim, and actually they're able to live out of the aquifers and the water table is higher. So over there, because people basically will leave things out in the field and they're not particularly interested in having a long rainy season. So over there, we're koveya at 60 days after the beginning of the season of the winter, which is dependent on, not on the date of the lunar month, but which is dependent on the time of the tkufa. So 60 days after the beginning of the time of the season for rain, according to the sun, which we always count to 91 and a quarter days, that's when you should start saying. Questions over here about whether this is true in every place, whether this is true Dafkin and Bavel, Lamais, we paskin this all over. But there's another shaila. Do we go according to the locality? If there is basically a Tzrichas Gishamim in that place, so maybe over there, even if we're Koveya one way for the Tzibur, so that it should be defined, but maybe if somebody made a mistake, it would be okay. There's also a question, what about if you started saying Vitein Talamatar before Shiva B'Marchesh? So it's what the Mishnah is saying is it really is man for Geshamim. It's just that we don't want it to rain because of the Golas. And again, those who say so, maybe indeed you would be Yotze if you just made a mistake. These are all not the normative halacha psak. But Lamaisa, I mean, you can see that the Gemara does leave us a little bit up in the air as to what the reasoning is and how strongly this is defined. And indeed, Amar Avuna Bar Chiya Mashmal, halacha kechananya. Amy, is that true, the halacha kechananya, that we define it as 60 days bitkufa? Vobomine mishmuel, they ask Shmuel here in Bavel. Me'emat matkirina v'tein talumatar. When do we start saying v'tein talumatar? Amalo mechimi ayalei tzvi'a lebeitavos rishwa. It's from the time that Beit Avot, who was a famous trapper and was very much in touch with nature. So when he starts to bring in the time, to bring in the wood into his storage sheds to last him for the rainy season, he was letting the wood dry during the entire period of the summer. So that's already the time in which you better get ready for Geshami, which means that you better daven for Geshami. But apparently, very clear, it's according to poor Richard's almanac. So apparently, I mean, Shmuel didn't tell them, Shishim Yom. Maybe that's the same thing. If you take a look at the pattern and Beit Avos Rishva, always works out to be exactly 60 days into the yes. So therefore, depending on which sheet do you hold on, whether the sun was created in Nisan or the sun was created in Tishrei, again, that question, whether that defines.
We then count the year in a very simple way, which is the Tkuf of Shmuel. If it's always 365 and a quarter days, then we split it up into quarters. It's 91 days and 7.5 hours. It's another quarter of a day plus another hour and a half, which equals the extra 6 hours, the quarter of the day of the 365 and a quarter. And then basically we keep coming around. So every year is 365 days and a quarter. Now, it used to be that this worked out before they made the changes in the calendar. The Goyim made the changes in the calendar to the 22nd day of November, and the remez was given, Becha Yivorach Yisrael. The Becha, the 12 days, will be the bracha of the Geshamim for Yisrael. After they made the tikkun in the modern calendar, and they added those extra days. It turns out now to be December, the beginning of December, depending on the century. It varies a little bit. Fourth, but in any event, it certainly is not 60 days after what we call the Tkufa in the actual astronomical Tkufa, because the year is not 365 and a quarter days, and it's quite a bit off, so that it actually should not be looked at from the equinox 60 days, but rather from the Jewish Tkufa days.
But these are Rosh Hashanah. Whenever it is, let's, in Tainus, we no longer have to worry about that. Right? Wait till we get around again to Rosh Hashanah. The Toshma, Iboilu, Yom Shishim Kilifnei Shishim O Kilaacher Shishim. There's the 60th day itself. Is that day the day that we say it on, we start saying it, or is it that the day still it's part of the non-rainy season? How does it work? Tashma, Rav Amar Yom Shishim Kilaacher Shishim, Shmuel Amar Yom Shishim Kilifnei Shishim. So Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, if you want to know, to remember like this. Rav actually came from Eretz Yisrael, and Shmuel was always in Bavel. So the simon is, says Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, siman necha iloi bo maya. People that are up on a mountain, they need water. So Rav basically was up on the mountain. He came from Eretz Yisrael. So he starts the water earlier because he feels the need for it. It's just simon. Whereas Tatoi, the people who live on the bottom, they don't need the water. The water's still running down there. That's Shmuel. He was always here. Omer of Papa, the halach is that Yom Shishim is Kalachar Shishim, we passed the Magrav, that the 60th day, already we're Mazkir Kalachar Shishim. It's actually a question why we have to pass, because it's normally when it comes to Rav Shmuel, we pass the Magrav Bisri. Sometime maybe we need the Psak because it's a question of how to understand the Braita rather than a direct halacha themselves. Maybe the Klal doesn't apply to that. It's an interesting thing. Normally the Gemara doesn't find it necessary to say Hilchot. So now again, we saw this was a machlokis, but this is the last time for the revia. So then, if the 17th of Cheshvan came and still it hasn't rained, so then individuals, we didn't work yet, gozer on the tzibur, but we'll see that yechidim or tamid chachomim, people who are more sensitive to what the tzibur needs, began fasting a series of three ta'aniyot. Even at night, after nightfall, they are still allowed to eat and and drink. Umutarim bimelacha. You're allowed the entire day to work. Chitza, you're allowed to wash yourself. Besichad, limata sandal, betashmish amita. All those things that are also on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av do not apply when it comes to the individual's ta'aniyot. Higia Rosh Chodesh Kislev lo yodu gishamim. Now, if you're on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, so according to one man diyomar, that was absolutely the latest for the Reviyah. So then for the Yoreh, the last Reviyah. So then already it's time for the Tzibur to get involved. And we have the first set of easier ta'aniyot. We'll see things get harder as the gishamim are kept more and more. But the first set is also three simple ta'aniyot. Shalosh ta'aniyot ala Tzibur, which we'll see is Sheni Chamishi Sheni. And that Sheni Chamishi Sheni, what's the halacha? The halacha is the same to the Tzibur as the easy ta'aniyot of the Yechidim were. Ochlim v'shotim mishech hashecha. They eat and drink from the time that it's dark already, meaning the nighttime, the tainus isn't chal, it's only a daytime ta'aniyot. And even during the day, it's mutar b'mlacha, b'rechitza, b'sicha, b'nilat ha-sandal, b'tashmish ha-mita. The only limitations are on eating and drinking, not on any of the things that you can't do on Yom Kippur. Asks the Gemara, when we say the word Yechidim, who exactly does that refer to? Man Yechidim. Omer Ravuna, Yechidim are Rabbanan. They're basically the Rabbanan. Doesn't mean they have to be Miuchet Hasidim and so on. And so somebody, why are they called Yechidim? Some say Yechidim because they're always not feeling well. You know, they wipe themselves out and learning. So the people that are sick are usually alone. I don't know. For some reason, nobody says Yechidim is the pshat, that they're especially individuals and they stand out. So that's the approach of the pshat. Yeah, that it says. The Gemara Shabbos, we had that. So, because the Torah is Matesh and Kocho Shel Adam, they never get decent exercises. You know, the classical bent over white skin yeshiva bachar look. You know, who wants to be in the same room with him? He's called Yechidim. But the pashtus is that Yechidim are the special individuals. So furthermore, says Ravuna, when it says that the Shalosh Taniyot, it means bedafka sheni v'chamishi sheni. You can't start, you don't start a tani on a chamishi, and you always do the taniyot on the days, the Yom HaDina, which is the sheni v'chamishi sheni, but you don't start on a Thursday. Well, that's what's finishing that. I mean, here in Masechet Ta'anit, we're well aware of that, since we're supposed to have learned this through 100 times before we even got here, right? 40 times, 24 times, whatever, but something. Anyway, so we are well aware of that fact. Because it says Tanina, it's first in the Mishnah. In Gazrin Tanita Tzibur b'Tchila b'Chamishi. You never start a Tanit on a Thursday. Shalom lafkia tasharim, because you don't want market prices to be driven upwards. Ela shalosh taniyot rishonot sheni v'Chamishi sheni. Always start on a Monday, and then you do sheni v'Chamishi sheni. What's the pshat? You'll drive up market prices. So Rashi learns pshat is because the storekeepers were not yet aware of that. That there's a series of taniyot. You know, they get the news less, and so people go to shoulder. So they see all of a sudden there's a rush on food because people are buying for their Thursday night breakfast plus Shabbos. So they're like, this is a double order. So they think to themselves, now wait a minute, obviously these guys have been on the internet and they know that there's a coming famine, or God only knows there's been some kind of problem in the food supply. So we better start hoarding, and they put the prices up. Everybody's going to want to buy now. Interesting shot. I mean, the other Rishonim say a little bit more reasonable, that that has nothing to do with a lack of idea. For the people that were out of town, the food suppliers, and now you've got the truckers. The truckers basically are booked from weeks before. So, okay, so you know you have to supply the town with X amount of food. They bring in X amount of food, not realizing that you're going to need X plus a little bit extra this week, which means that in terms of supply and demand, the prices will be driven up simply because it's going to be higher demand, the less of it. So because of that, if it comes out on a Monday, it's a barely noticeable. It's not much of a bulge. But you know the old thing. I mean, the real pshat, the real pshat, I think, is amazing. There's a famous klal, never go shopping while you're hungry. Yeah. People are buying on Thursday while they're hungry for Shabbos. Just keep coughing. That's the pshat. Less mini de la remisa de oraita. The supermarkets know this very well. Okay, then you get used to it. But in
we have that on Yom Kippur, that says, Ein levacha b'chinam teisa, says it has to be a feast.
But there is a marker for it.
There derish the pasuk in Kehelas the Yair. Lech, hob is not like mecha, or say it like lecha, bar of Elohim is not lecha.
After Yom Kippur, yeah.
Yeah. It also says before, but that's from the Chi, Babad.
The Chi, B'chi, Misanin, etc. Okay. So the Suda over here, any obviously has to be Sheni V'chamishi Sheni. What's the Chiddush? No, the Chiddush is because if the whole point is you're going to be driving up prices, that's only because the whole Tzibur is going to be shopping. So Ma the Tema, I would have thought that then in the Mishnah of Sheni V'chamishi Sheni is only the Geya Tzibur.
A Yachid can do, I mean, with Tamar Yachidim, they confess whenever they want to.
Of a Yachid lo, Kamashvalan, that even the Yachidim, their Tanit is basically patterned after the Tanit of the Tzibur, and it's mocked in the Tzibur, but it's still a Sheni V'chamishi Sheni series. Taninami Hochi, Kishitchilua Yachidim Liyitanot, Mitanim Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni. If they began fasting, then they fast only in the Seder of Sheni V'chamishi Sheni. And if it turns out that they had started later, or they added on a Tainus, whatever the case was, and it turned out that Rosh Chodesh fell on a Sheni V'chamishi, then you break it. Bapsikim Rosh Chodeshim, you do not make a Tainus, even where you're being misana on a Tzor of Sheni V'chamishi Sheni, if Rosh Chodesh turns out to come out on a Monday or a Thursday, or on any of the Yomim Tovim that are Ketuvim B'Megillat Ta'anit, not only Rosh Chodesh, but we don't go against those Yomim Tovim even though it's a Tainus Tzibur. Tanu Rabbanan Al Yomar Adam Tamid Ani. Person shouldn't say, me, a Yachid, what am I? I'm just basically, a beginner. And any Ro'i Liyot Yachid, so I'm on my way to McDonald's, basically, you guys be the special people. Person shouldn't say that. Kol Tamidei Chachamim Yachidim. Every Talmud Chacham, in terms of this, we don't have a very high standard. Somebody, the yeshiva bocher, he confessed. Ezeo yachid ve'ezeo talmid. In generally speaking, we say there's a nafkamina between the two. There's a yachid and a talmid. What exactly is that difference? Yachid is kosher o'ilim anuto parnas alatzibur. Basically, we call a yachid somebody who really is suitable to be put into a position of authority. We ask him our shaylos and so on. A talmid is kosher o'ilim anuto dvar alacha b'limudov omer. Somebody who we ask about what he's learning. You can answer the question what he's learning. Even if the only thing that he's doing right now is the Masechet that they're all gathering together to do, and so everybody's learning this and so on. Sort of like Daf Yomi, It's also considered to be a Talmud, but that's not a Yochid. The Maisa, this is used in various ways, and as Tosis points out, in which we use this criteria to define Dafka the opposite, who's considered to be the greater one. There it means that not that he happens to be learning Masechet Kalah, but that anything that you would ask him, even in the Masechet Ktanot, which are really bright like Masechet Kalah, not the Masechet that everybody's learning in Kalah, it's a completely different meaning. So they're in a chinami. It means a whole different idea that he's more. Tan Rabbanan, lo kala rotzela sota tzibu yachido se, talmido se, the very mayor. So Bryce says, look, not anybody who wants to make himself an individual is allowed to. You have to be holding on a madrig. There's a certain amount of yuhara, a certain amount of arrogance involved in taking for yourself the title of a yachid who's roi to be concerned for the tzibur, and so too about a talmud. I mean, not everybody's roi even to be called a talmud. So says Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosi says, understand, what's the problem? A guy wants to fast. Oh, say, let him fast. What's he getting out of it? Getting a higher salary. He's getting to be more covered. He's getting tsar. Oh, he's getting to the kenit today. So, I mean, certainly his arrogance didn't push him back far. Okay, so then you don't have to worry about the question of URA for this circumstance. In Shevach Ulo, that's Tsar Ulo. The only thing he's getting from it is pain. Tani Idach, Bright that says, Lokal Rotzela Sota Tzwa Yachi Oseh. Talmid Oseh, Rav Shimon Ben Elazar. Rav Shimon Gamaliel, Omer Bamed, Dvar Mamur, Bedover Shal Shevach. That rule is said about things where you get Chashivut. It's over there. And you're right. You have to be very careful not to appear that you're a Baal Yuara. But Bedover Shal Tsar Oseh, Zachor Latov. When you're dealing with something that is just a pain, what's the problem? Mela, you want to dress in a black suit, put on a black hat. Already it's a little bit arrogant, but the fast, you can fast. That's what Rashi brings as an example. You don't want to walk around with a cane. It's very, very much in the moda today. If you're frum, you're supposed to look very old. That that way you have that elder look. It's well worked out.
Yeah, that's the Yechidim. That's right, Yechidim. Available in every color as long as it's black. That's exactly what Henry Ford said. They locked him up. Suppose somebody was in the middle of a tainus because, let's say, later on it talks about when it rains in the course of the tainus, seaboard. But let's say he's being misan in a particular tzara, and the tzara in the middle of the tainus, it goes away. Or he's being misan on a chole. And the chole, Baruch Hashem, the fever breaks, the chole gets better in the middle of the day. So what should he do? He should be mitanel mashlim. Why? Because otherwise it looks like he's making a deal. You know, as long as he's sick, and I'm gonna be a good boy. You know, at the moment that he gets better, okay, back to McDonald's again. So that's what it looks like. I mean, you don't make deals. You makabel a tainus on yourself. It's not in order that I should get this exact result. You're improving yourself. You're looking into yourself and making a cheshbon nefesh. Baruch Hashem, you got this result, but it wasn't all just what are you going to cheapen it? Ad kedei kach, I'll be a good boy until I get what I want. So therefore, you should be mashing. Ha'olech mimakom she'ein mitanim, namakom she'mitanim. Somebody who goes from a place where there's no ta'anit to a place where there is a ta'anit, ha'rezi mitanei imahem, then you should make that ta'anit together with them. For that matter, even if you left a town that is making a tanim, makom she'mitanim, namakom she'ein mitanim, there to areze mitaneu mashlim. Once we have a cloud, umrei makom shiatzu misham. Once you were makabel a tanit in the town that you left, that kabbalas a tanit continues on. That's how Rashi learned that it depended on the mevakom shalach l'sham. Tosis points out that nonetheless, in this case, it won't make an afkamin if it's da'ato lachzor, not da'ato lachzor. Usually, if it's only a function of yad makom shiatzu l'sham, the question is, do I still have any connection to makom shiatzu misham? But over here, it has to do with fact that you're makabel the tainus. Once you're makabel the tainus, it's not viewed as a kabbalah on condition. So therefore, even if your das is never to go back there again, but you are makabel the tainus with them, therefore you have to be mashlim wherever you are. Shachach v'achal v'shatah. That somebody ruined his tainus. So now, what's the point of being mitaneh? But al yitra'eh b'fnei hatzibur. I mean, don't go walking around looking like a guy whose face is shining and, just had a great meal. Keep it private, man. And we know this. Furthermore, he should not say, no, I already messed up the tainus, might as well get a milkshake. You ate what you ate, but there's no point in going to town, How do we know that this is true? He told his children when the rest of the world was starving, why should you be seen? Go down to Mitzrayim and buy food. Mashma, that they actually had food. So, but he was telling his children, you don't want people to see that you have food. You want to make it look like you need what everybody else needs. So, Amar lahem Yaakov levanav, al tar'u atzmechem kashatem sveim. Don't show yourself as being full. Lo b'fnei Esav v'lo b'fnei Yishmael. Shelo yitkanu b'chem. We don't want them getting upset with you. They have nothing. And you all of a sudden looking around like you guys are perfectly happy. Not a good thing to do. So keep it basically tsanua. Al tirgut, we find the opposite thing actually. When we were coming into the area of Eretz Adon, over there, Dafka, as Rashi brings, make sure that you show how much you've got, and but that anyway, you're going to pay them, you're going to use their water, and you're going to pay them, and so on. But don't be makhish tovas shalakadosh baruch. But that, of course, because there's no makar to be mekana on you. It'd be mekana. But over here, other people don't have, and you do have. That's very bad. We know what this did in the Middle Ages. People were dying, and the Jews, because of better sanitation, weren't dying. They made sure that they died. It's the same thing. Taka would have been very smart. Al tirgazubadora. What is it that once we're already on this topic, when Yosef, so now on the way back, Yosef tells them, Al tirgazubadora. What is that supposed to mean? Don't get angry on the road? It means, Omer Abelazar, Amalam Yosef Lecha. Al titasku bidvar alacha. Shema tirgazu alechem adera. Don't sit there fighting about different halachas on the way, because that's worse than talking a cell phone while you're driving. And you'll end up making a wrong turn somewhere, and that'll be it. Keep your mind on how you're driving. Mamasha, and that's when the speeds were, 10 miles an hour. Allah, don't do things that take your mind off the road.
It's amazing. Again, mamish les mili the lower mizan baraisa. You're going to be sitting up arguing with somebody on your cell phone. And worse, Amy, is this true? Doesn't Rabbi Loi bar Bracha say that shnei talmidecha chomim shemalachim baderech ve'im b'neim divrei Torah ruin v'sarei? And on the contrary, two talmidecha chomim be walking, and they wouldn't be talking about a dvar halacha. They are roy to be burnt up alive. Shenemar, because look, I mean, we see with the story of the taking of Eliyahu. So it says v'ayi heima hochim aloch v'daber. They were talking to each other, apparently discussing a sugya, and now in a rechav eish v'susayish v'yifredu ben shneim. So apparently, if it hadn't been for the fact that they were talking, they would have just been burned up by that ash. Since they were along with that bear, so now it was only Mafrid Benayim and Eliyahu went up to the sky. But if not for that, it would have been really dangerous. You push your faster than light speed button because you're on your cell phone in your spacecraft. It's bad news. Tosis brings it somehow just the opposite. Out here, he says that means don't stop learning because over here, on the contrary, it says Oleg with that bear, they were talking on their cell phone instead of been talking and learning, and that's why it says that the Brech of H came and was mosh, but they could have really gotten burned up. Okay, that's a nice question. So time and ikadibur, this is our gearsis, it works out very well. Time and ikadibur, alekadibur ruin nisare, answers the Gemara, it's not a problem. It's both are true. Yosef at Tzadik told them, don't get involved in something where there's differing opinions, where we're sugi, we're shouting at each other, and lose track of what's happening. So, lemigra sali yun, if you're talking about being geires, you're reviewing something, surely no. Saying over the daf, listening to an MP3, that's not called talking on yourself. But to be ma'ayin and to start now analyzing and fighting about it, that's already dangerous. B'mas nisatana, the Braita says that what Yosef at Tzadik told them was al tafsiu psiagasa v'yachnisu chamale'ir. What he told them is, when you're walking, don't walk with giants. That's really the reason why we have this serious problem today, in which you'll notice everybody wears glasses. Why does everybody wear glasses, eh? Because as children, they were told, take seven giants, right? So now that took away their eyesight. This is clearly brought out by the fact that everybody wears glasses. So anyway, this is not good for your eyesight in spiritual terms. Furthermore, he said, make sure that you don't, not only you don't take siagasa, but get into town before the sun does. Meaning, in other words, you should not be traveling on the roads at night. You know the old, let's just go for another few minutes. We'll get the next motel. Oh, my God. I'm sure everybody in this room has had an experience with that little idea. So that's just, if you're going to get a hotel, get the first one that comes up, even if it's an hour before the sunset. So why saying this? That's like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. La'olam yitzei adam b'chitov v'ikanez b'chitov. You should come in with the time which is chitov. What does it say? What's good? It says v'yar l'imazor chitov. Obviously, it's a good thing to have light. If God thinks it's a good thing to have light, it's probably a good idea for people to. And if that's the case, what you want to do is, as it says, Shenema, v'haboker or first. There we go.
Boker
or. So, the boker first was or, and then ha'anashim shulchu, eimavachamariyam. When was it time to leave? Only after it was boker or. So that shows you that you're not supposed to be traveling. You certainly shouldn't start off in the night. That's the case. Shouldn't start off, for sure you shouldn't keep going. Start up. I mean, by that time the Arabs are asleep, but to keep going at night for sure is dangerous. Okay, well.
These days where we have artificial light and.
Toner Rabban and Eretz Yisrael Nivret, Tefilah v'chol olam kolo nivra l'besot. Sh'ne'emar ad lo asa Eretz v'chutzot. Eretz Yisrael mashkev ota HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo, v'chol olam kolo yedei shmiach, sh'ne'emar notin ma'im. Matar al p'nei aretz, v'sholeach ma'im al p'nei chutzot. Eretz Yisrael shotem megishamim, v'chol olam kulo mitamtzit, sh'ne'emar notin matar al p'nei aretz. Eretz Yisrael shotem tachilah, v'chol olam kulo l'besof, sh'ne'emar notin matar al p'nei aretz. And only afterwards, chutzot. Moshe adam shebegabel et hagvina v'notel et ha'ochel. Miniach et ha'psolet for the rest. Omar mar mematkin hin be'avim, minole. Don't read it by Yosef Amram Yochanan. K'tif cheshchat mayim avei shechakim. U'k'tif chashrat mayim avei shechakim. How do you read that? Take the kaf, shodi yad and reish, and to read it together, hachsharat mayim. Reb Yoshua, bani kroi my garish be'ez, since according to him we don't need it. Sovla kadichayas Reb Dimi Amar, Amri b'ma'arava, cheshchat. It depends on the darkness. So nohor anani, means they only have a little bit of water. Chashochanani, then mayim rabim. So then sagin moi, there's lots of water. Commandos, lotatanya mayim ha'elyonim b'ma'amar im teluyim. Uperoteim megishamim. Shenema mi pri ma'asecha tisba'aretz. Keman k'Rebbe Yoshua. And what about Rebbe Eliezer? He says that's talking about a general. B'ma'asei adav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'tichtim. Om Rebbe Yoshua ben Levi, kol olam kolo mitamtzit gan eden u'shoteh. Shenema v'nahar yotzei mi'eden. Tana mitamtzit beit kur, what you're left with is tarkav, which is trey v'kav kuri, esayim, which is 1/60. Tana rabban in Eretz Mitzrayim is arba miot parsa, which is itself only echad mishishim b'kush. Kush is only echad mishishim in the whole Olam. Olam is echad mishishim in the Gan. The Gan is echad mishishim le'eden. Eden is echad mishishim le'gehenim. And nimtze kol olam kulo is kikisui kideira le'genom. V'yeshom bim genom ein lo shiur. V'yeshom bim eden ein lo shiur. Om Rebbe Shaya, ma'i dechtiv shochenet amayim rabim. Again, I could sing that, but it's because, present, or shochant, because you had been. Now you're going to be destroyed. So shochant o mayim rabim, ma goram, rabat otzrot, mi goram, lebav oshirot zroteo, meleot bar, aviyom invech shochenet o mayim rabim. Oma rabat tirab ova dechatz tabalo mitra, om rabayin aktinan tuvani velo yufshani. ושלוש במר חשבן שערים את הגשמים, רגמלי על אומר בשבעה בו, 15 יום האחרחה כדי שיגיע האחרון שבישראל לנהר פרד. אומר רבי אלעזר, הלכה כרב גמלי, תניה חנן, היא אומר, ובגולה עד 60 בתקופה. אומר רבי נברכי, אומר שמואל, הלוכה כחנניה, איני ובו, מיני משמוע, מאימת מתחילין, אתם טל ומטר, ואומר לו, מפימאי לציבי לבית אבות רשפה. דיום, הנה ואיני אחד שיהיו רבו. Iboilu, the day of the Shishim Yom, is kilifnei Shishim al kilacha Shishim. Toshma Rav Amar Yom Shishim kilacha Shishim, Shmuel Amar Yom Shishim kilifnei Shishim. Omre Nachba Yitzchak v'simanecha iloi bo maya. So therefore Rav was marked in the day. Tatoi lo baya boi maya, and Shmuel waited until the 61st day. Omre Papa Yolchata Yom Shishim kilacha Shishim. הגיעה 17 בתבם החשבן ולא ירדו גשמים, התחילו היחידים מטענים שלוש טעניות. The din of those טעניות is אוכלים ושותים even at night, and all day long returned to מלאך ברחיץ ובשיח ונעתסן ובתשמיש המטען. But הגיע ראש חודש כסלי ולא ירדו גשמים, then already בזנג עושים שלוש טעניות on the whole ציבור. But there too the טעניות are not so חומר, אוכלים ושותים at night, and mutarin all day long in malacha rechitza sichad nilat asandal v'tash misha mita man yechidim om revuna rabbona v'yom revuna yechidim mitanim shelosha ta'aniyot shenif chamish v'shen ma'ika mashmulan tanina en gozvin tanita ala tzibur betchila b'chamishi shelo lahavkia at asharim ela shelosh ta'aniyot arishonot shenif chamish v'sheni ma'a v'teimani mili tzibur ava yechid lo kamashmulan תעני נעמי אוכתי שתחילו היחידים להתענות מתענים שני ורמישי ושני ומפסיקים בראשי חדשים ובימים טובים עקרים לגיל התעני. תעני רבון אין היום בר אדם תמיד אני איני ראוי להיות יחיד. כל תלמיד חכמים יחידים איזהו יחיד ואיזהו תלמיד יחיד לזכור שרוי למנותו פרנס על הציבור. תלמיד כל ששואלים אותו דבר אחד בלימודו ואומר אם את זה אני מזרק את הקהלה. תן רבנן לא כל הרוצה לעשות עצמו יחיד עושה תלמיד עושה דבר רבי מאיר רבי יוסי אומר why not on the contrary יוסף זכור לטוב לפי שאין שבח הוא לא in this context אלא צער הוא לא תן אידך לא כל הרוצה לעשות עצמו יחיד עושה תלמיד עושה דבר רבי שמל עושה רבי שמל גם ליאל says I agree with you but it depends on the context במה דבר מאמורים בדבר של שבח אבל בדבר של צער עושה זכור לטוב אין שבח הוא לא אלא צער הוא לא תן רבנן מי שהיה מתענה על הצרה ויברה, אור על החולה ונתרפה, הרי זה מתענה ומשלים. ההולך ממקום שאין מתענים למקום שמתענים, הרי זה מתענה עמהם. ממקום שמתענים למקום שאין מתענים, הרי זה מתענה ומשלים. שכח ויחר ושתה ננולס על יתרד לפני ציבור, ואי אני עדינים בעצמו, שנאמר ויום יעקב לבנה, למה תתראו? אמר להם יעקב לבנה, אל תראו עצמכם כשאתם צבאים, לא בפני עשיו ולא בפני ישמעאל, כדי שלא יתקנו בכם. Al tirgezu badorech. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lam Yosef Le'achav, Al titasku bidva halacha, Shema tirgezu alechem aderech. Eni v'omer Eloi bar barachya, Shnei talmidei chachamim, Shemalchim baderech, Ve'en b'neihem divrei Torah, Ru'uyim li'sarev, Shemar, Ve'yehem ha'ochim l'olek v'daber, V'nei rechav eish, V'susei eish, V'yafidu ben shneihem. Taima, Ika dibur, so it's only because it says halok v'daber, but if not for that, halak adibur ru'in li'sarev. Lokash halamigras hali yuni. B'masis atana, what did he say to them? Al tafsiu psia gasa, and make sure achnisu chamala ir. Al tafsiu psia gasa, the yom amara psia gasa notelet echem mechamesh mi'od, mimo'or enav shel adam, and make sure achnisu chamala ir, he told his brothers, k'vira merav. Dom revira merav, lo'olam yitse adam b'chitov, v'ikanes b'chitov, shnemra ha'boker or, and only then Anashim Shulchu.